Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, and Ellie Sturton. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. To start us off tonight, a message directly from downtown Kingston. Kingston Buskers Rendezvous came to an end yesterday evening with a grand finale that saw a tie for the People's Choice Award for only the third time in the festival's 35-year history. The Twins Trip, a dynamic duo of identical twins from Argentina who made their Canadian debut, tied with seasoned circus artist Richard Philby from London by way of Australia. Winning People's Choice means the performers are invited to return next year to once again wow audiences. United Way's Success by Six program was also a winner at this year's grand finale, with proceeds raised by the performers as they passed the hat benefiting the program. Success by Six is a United Way initiative set up to help improve the lives of Kingston's youngest children. Success by Six is based on the idea that it takes a village to raise a child. And we all have a role to play in ensuring every child has a chance to succeed early in life. Thousands of people flocked to this year's festival, which featured a number of new elements, including Jungle Junction, a designated kids' play area funded by the Government of Ontario. Complete with large inflatables, Jungle Junction also offered collaborative coloring tables, live music, and a busker boot camp, where festival performers taught workshops on juggling, beatboxing, balloon twisting, and more. Sandy Griffiths, events manager with Downtown Kingston, states, quote, "The Kingston Buskers Rendezvous once again proved to be an outstanding success, as enthusiastic crowds gathered to celebrate the incredible talents of our performers. Despite the blistering hot temperatures, the dedication and generosity of our attendees continued all weekend. We are immensely grateful for the continued support and look forward to many more years of memorable performances and community engagement," end quote. Plans are already underway for next year's Kingston Buskers Rendezvous, which will take place from July 9th to 12th, 2026. Once again, that was a message directly from downtown Kingston. In a message directly from the Southeast Health Unit, Environment Canada has issued a heat warning for our region. The extreme heat is expected to last until Wednesday, July 16th. The health unit is sending a reminder that high temperatures may impact your health. Heat warnings are issued when daytime temperatures of 31 degrees Celsius or higher and nighttime temperatures not cooler than 20 degrees last for at least 2 days, or when a humidex of 40 degrees Celsius for at least 2 days is expected. Becoming overheated can cause dehydration, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and in some cases, death. Even short periods of exposure to high temperatures can cause health problems. If you experience the following symptoms after exposure to extreme heat, seek medical attention immediately. Nausea, dizziness, blurred vision, difficulty or rapid breathing, severe headache or confusion, convulsion, or fever. Everyone is at risk. However, the following people are in greater danger of being affected: elderly, people with chronic illness or who take certain medications, infants and preschool children, people who have challenges with housing and shelter, and people who participate in physical activity or are involved in strenuous outdoor work for prolonged periods. During a heat warning, the public is strongly encouraged to check on a neighbor or a friend who may have a greater risk of suffering negative health consequences from the heat and humidity. Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Health Unit, advises to keep cool and hydrated when it's hot outside and to take the following precautions. Do not leave children, adults, or pets in parked cars or sleeping outside in direct sunlight. Consult your doctor or pharmacist regarding the side effects of your medications. Drink plenty of water throughout the day, even if you don't feel thirsty. Remember to take sips often and not to guzzle your drink. Learn more about hydration at unlockfood.ca. Eat foods that have high water content, such as watermelon, grapes, and oranges. Limit caffeinated beverages such as coffee and cola. Avoid going out in the blazing sun or heat. If you must go outside, stay in the shade as much as possible. Take a cool bath or shower periodically or cool down with cool, wet towels. Whenever possible, go to an air-conditioned room or building. Wear loose-fitting, light clothing and a wide-brimmed hat when outdoors. Keep window shades or drapes drawn and blinds closed on the sunny side of your home. Avoid outdoor activities during the hottest part of the day. keep electric lights off or turn down low. Visit a local splash pad, wading pool, or cooling center. If you can, eat a variety of foods that can be safely prepared without using the oven. Don't skip meals, instead eat smaller amounts more often. Use fans to draw cool air at night, but do not rely on a fan as the main cooling device during long periods of high heat and humidity. Reduce the use of personal vehicles, stop unnecessary idling, avoid using oil-based paints and glues, pesticides, and gas-powered small engines. For more information on how to protect your health during extreme heat, you can visit the Southeast Health Unit's Exposure to Hot/Cold Temperatures page. For specific heat-related questions, you can call 1-800-660-5853 or 613-345-5685. You can also connect with the Health Unit on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram for important public health updates. Once again, that was a message directly from the Southeast Health Unit on the heat warning that is currently issued for our region. In a message directly from the city of Kingston, Emancipation Day celebrations, remembering the past and working towards a better future. August 1st is Emancipation Day, marking the day Britain's Parliament abolished slavery across most of the British Empire in 1834. It has since become an annual day of remembrance and reflection on the struggle for human rights and the ongoing work to eliminate racism and discrimination in Canada. To recognize Emancipation Day in Kingston, a flag-raising ceremony with Mayor Patterson, members of council, and local community leaders will take place at 11:30 a.m., followed by a community service fair from 12:30 to 3 p.m., both in Confederation Park on Friday, August 1st. Vanessa Mensa, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Manager at the City of Kingston, states, quote, "Emancipation Day asks us not only to remember that slavery existed, but to confront how its legacies still live on. It's a call to reckon with the past, honor the strength of those who survived it, and challenge the systems that continue to deny true freedom today. Attending the city's Emancipation Day event is more than just showing up. It's an act of recognition, a step towards learning, and a commitment to building a more just and equitable future together," end quote. Emancipation Day is free to attend and open to all ages. You can learn more about Emancipation Day on the city's website. Once again, that was a message directly from the City of Kingston on their upcoming Emancipation Day celebrations on August 1st. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC weather and traffic report for the week.
This is Jesse Bell with the Environment Canada Weather Report for the Kingston region. Monday, July 14th, daytime high of 27, going to feel closer to 30 with the humidity. Bear in mind, we could see some haze in the Kingston region due to wildfire smoke, which will create reduced air quality. Tuesday, July 15th, more humidity and more hazy sunshine, daytime high of 28, but it's going to feel even warmer at 32 with a UV index of 9. Wednesday, July 16th, much of the wildfire smoke will have passed, but it's still going to be a hot, humid day in the city of Kingston with a daytime high of 27, feeling closer to 33. Thursday, July 17th, high of 27, feeling closer to 33 with the humidity. It's going to be a very humid and very warm day here in the city of Kingston. Friday, July 18th, we have a couple of showers in the forecast with the possibility of a thunderstorm that will cut down on some of the humidity, but it's still going to feel like 30 degrees here in the city of Kingston. Moving into the weekend, Saturday, July 19th, probably the nicest day of the week. It's going to be 26, but only feel like 28. Beautiful, sunny climate and conditions. Sunday, July 20th, we are expecting rain, a 73% chance of precipitation. Daytime high of 25, feeling like 26. And then moving into the start of next week, Monday, July 21st, it'll be 26 degrees with plenty of beautiful sunshine. Here is your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. The LaSalle Causeway will be closed on Sunday, July 20th from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Moving on to the road closures for the week, Aberdeen Street, William 2 Johnson is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. Abidon Road, Highway 2 to Middle, is closed until August 15th for the removal and replacement of a culvert. Albert Street, Princess to Mac, is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. Berry Street, Queen to Colborne, is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street. Baggett Street, Berry to West, is closed July 16th at 7 a.m. to July 23rd at 7 p.m. to accommodate pedestrian and participant safety for the Canadian Little League Championship. Brock Street, Division 2 Palace, is closed July 14th to 31st from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day for road resurfacing. Carlton Street, Alfred to Guy, closed until August 8th for a gas main installation. Creighton Street at Chatham, closed July 14th to 17th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day to accommodate the removal of existing water and sanitary sewer services. Earl Street, Collingwood to Toronto, is closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Guy Street, Carlton to Division, is closed until August 8th for a gas main installation. King Street, Place d'Armes to Tragically Hip Way, closed July 14th to 27th for Paw Patrol event-related parking and storage at Slush Puppy Place. South Bartlett Street, Smith to Victoria, is closed until August 29th for construction-related activity at 655 Princess Street. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, is closed until October 3rd for the Sydenham Street Community Space. Victoria Street, Union to Johnson, is closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Victoria Street, Princess to North Bartlett, is closed until August 29th for construction-related activity at 655 Princess Street. And Wise Street, Woodbine to Megan, is closed until July 31st to accommodate construction of a new sidewalk and road improvements. Here are some other delays to be aware of. Accommodation Road, 6th concession to Whitechurch, expect delays while the contractor is completing work on the annual surface treatment contract. Abidon Road, Middle to Highway 2, expect delays while the contractor is completing work on the annual surface treatment contract. Bayridge Drive, Milford to Henderson, expect delays for the construction of new active transportation infrastructure. Catterockway Woods Drive, Centennial to Gardeners, expect delays for the construction of a new multi-use pathway. Collins Bay Road, Woodbine to Princess, expect delays while a contractor completes landscaping work on Collins Bay Road. Front Road, Sand Bay to Country Club, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main for Utilities Kingston. Traffic is down to one lane in each direction. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford, expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Garrett Road, 6th concession to Sandhill, expect delays while a contractor is completing work on the annual surface treatment contract. Highway 2 to Abidon and St. Lawrence, expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abidon Road, Highway 2 and St. Lawrence Avenue. Highway 15, Kingston Mills to Middle, expect delays for a contractor to complete work on the Highway 15 CNR overhead structure. Montreal Street at John Counter, expect delays for upgrades to the intersection, including new lighting, traffic signals, lanes, paving, and signage to improve safety and efficiency for all road users. Victoria Street and Earl Street, expect delays while a contractor mobilizes the site to start work on the second phase of reconstruction of sewer, water main sidewalks, and road. And Whitechurch Road, 6th concession to Woodburn, expect delays while the contractor is completing work on the annual surface treatment contract.
Now coming up, we'll have a look at some great community events running in Kingston and the area this week. On Monday, Jazz Society Mondays returns to the RCHA from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Enjoy an afternoon of classic jazz with Michael K. Myers and Rick Flanagan. Doors open at 4 and it's just a $5 cover. On Tuesday, head to Long & McQuaid at 7 p.m. for a free hands-on recording clinic. Learn how to record, mix, and master a full song from home with help from Yorkville audio experts. Also on Tuesday, enjoy a cozy evening of poetry at Time Out Bar & Bistro starting at 6:30 p.m. Local writers Meg Freer and Deborah Sherman will share original work in a relaxed setting. On Wednesday, it's Games in the Square from 6 to 8 p.m. in Springer Market Square. Play giant board games like Connect Four and Snakes and Ladders, or bring your own game to share. It's free, fun, and open to all ages. Thursday starts with Stories in the Square at 10:30 a.m. in the City Hall Amphitheater. It's a free drop-in story time from the public library, perfect for young kids. That evening, check out Best of the Fest at the Broom Factory. Starting at 8:45 p.m., it's an outdoor screening of award-winning short films from the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. Tickets are $10 and kids under 12 get in free. Or pop into Life Drawing at Art Noise from 6 to 8 p.m. It's just $10 to join and practice figure drawing in a relaxed and welcoming space.
On Friday, grab a spot in Springer Market Square at 11 a.m. for a chef demo with Miss Bao. Watch a dish come together with local ingredients and enjoy a $2 sample. That evening, Rowena Way hosts Drag Bingo at Carlo Estates Winery from 6 to 9 p.m. It's 19 plus and just $10, which goes towards your first drink. Also on Friday at 6 p.m., Springer Market Square offers free line and square dancing lessons. No partner needed, just bring your boots and your best moves. On Saturday, Daft Brewing hosts Sourfest from noon to 8 p.m. Expect live music from Nolan Hubbard, sour beer from 7 breweries, and $15 pizzas for ticket holders. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 at the door and include 2 drink tickets. It's a 19-plus event for charity. And finally on Sunday, start your day with yoga in the park at Battery Park from 10 to 11 a.m. It's free, just bring your own mat. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., browse local vendors at the Montreal Street Vintage Market between Princess and Queen. Then from noon to 3 p.m., head to Confederation Park for Pull Together for Epilepsy. Teams of 8 will pull a fire truck to raise awareness and funds. Registration opens at 11 a.m., and it's all in support of Epilepsy Southeastern Ontario. Have a local event you would like covered on CFRC's news programming and our website? Contact us today via cfrc.ca. Hey folks, I'm Ellie Sturton, and coming up are your live music events happening around town this week. On Monday, Nolan Hubbard brings his indie folk charm to the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. as part of their Musical Monday series. And later, the Morning Doves hit Musiki Cafe from 8 to 11 p.m. with their funky jazz trio. On Tuesday, the Fiesta Mexicana rolls into the Cove Inn from 6 to 9 p.m. with Ottawa's Los Paisanos Mariachi Band. Expect salsa, kumbaya, and big energy. Tickets are $25 at the door. Over on Princess Street, Trellis HIV and Community Care is hosting a free Indigenous drumming circle, and all ages are welcome. On Wednesday, folks can see Tyler Brett Forks at the Bank Gastro Bar Courtyard from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Expect breezy originals and bluesy covers. And at 7 p.m., Springer Market Square hosts Swingin' Summer with the nostalgic sound Big Band, playing joyful jazz from the Big Band era. On Thursday, head to the RCHA for their open mic at 6:30 p.m., followed by a set from Michael George. Cover is just $5. Or see Tony Silvestri play the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. with his signature blend of keys and vocals. At Overtime Sports Bar, it's Night of Punk and Metal with 4 bands starting at 9 p.m. Covers just $10. And The Spire hosts We Three Kings, a triple Elvis tribute at 7:30 p.m. with tickets going for just over $55. Or for fans of classical chamber music, the Griffin Trio plays St. Paul's Presbyterian Church at 3:15 p.m. On Friday, Time Out Bar and Bistro hosts Riley Merrigan playing Country and Roots at 3 p.m., followed by Kingston's own Purple Diamonds at 6 p.m. In Springer Market Square, catch Kickin' It Country featuring Whiskey Smoke live from 7 to 8 playing country tunes. You can see the Salt Cellars at Hotel Wolf Island from 7 to 9 p.m. They're a folk Americana duo that blends blues and jazz. At Musiki Cafe, the Dave Barton Trio plays smooth jazz from 8 to 11 p.m. Or head to Tiernan Oak for the Celtic Kitchen Party, starting at 9 p.m., with a lively night of Irish, Scottish, and East Coast-inspired tunes. And later, Jelly Train takes the stage at the Toucan at 10:30 p.m., with funk, blues rock, and soulful tunes. On Saturday, catch Confederation Park's Saturday Sessions, running from 11:30 to 3:30 p.m., featuring Triola Trio, Barry Ewan, and Dave Barton. Or join Howe Island's Rockin' the Rock Festival for a full day of live music, including The Box, Goodnight Sunrise, The Brothership, and more. Tickets are $49.50. Over at Gilmore Point, Interrobang plays a free outdoor set from 1 to 3 p.m. And at the Kingston Yacht Club, Craig Jones and the Alternative Facts perform a charity show at the Easter Seals Summerfest Regatta from 1 to 3 p.m. And Hotel Wolf Island is hosting free sets from Kevin Bowers at 4 p.m. and DePamela at 8:30 p.m. And folks can see the National Youth Orchestra playing at the Isabel at 7:30 p.m. Also on Saturday, Musiki Cafe hosts the Fake Jazz Orchestra from 8 to 11 p.m. with improvisational jazz. The Matt Smith Trio plays Time Out Bar and Bistro from 6 to 9 p.m. with blues rock covers and originals. You can also catch Steve Cheeseman and the Heaters at the Royal Canadian Legion from 8 to midnight for just $25 at the door. And at Tiernan Oak, Echoes closes out the night with alt rock from 9 p.m. to midnight. On Sunday, Georgette Fry and friends play the Broom Factory at 3 p.m. with tickets for $32.50. Finkelshore Park has free music from 2 to 5 with Chris Morris, Sonia Bergen, and Drop Dead Georges. Folks can catch Savannah Shea playing Musiki from 2 to 4 and Jeff Richardson at Time Out Bar and Bistro at 3. And at 3:30 p.m., pay what you can to hear Timothy Loden play waterfront piano at Hotel Wolf Island. And finally, over at Red House Downtown, Chris Koster and his band perform from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., and tickets for that are $25. Have a local concert that you would like covered on CFRC's website and our news programming? Contact us today via cfrc.ca.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.